Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We're an hour early. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. And I'm here with my friend Ann Ordley. I'm Michael Kohlberg. I'm a psychotherapist. I am in New York City today. I'm a psychotherapist here and in Hudson, New York.
And I'm Ann Ordley. I'm an astrologer at my bright red desk on a rather gray and overcast morning. Nonetheless, we are here at Scorpio's Talking. We were off last week because we had technical difficulties. But we're back again, and it's the eclipses. So eclipses bring things to light that we hadn't seen before. And we're going to open I was at a conference this weekend, an astrology conference last weekend, with a couple of friends. And one of them is named Kristen, so this is a shout out to her. She's a regular listener, and she said, "Well, I'm not gonna call in the question, but can you answer it?" And I said, "Sure, I can answer it." So a few weeks ago, Michael and I were talking. Michael was talking about the book by
M. Scott Peck,
the Road Less Traveled guy, who wrote a book called People of the Lie. And Kristen, works as a guidance counselor, a therapist. And in the schools, and obviously with families, you know, when there's something going on. And she said, "Have you read the book, Ann?" And I said, "Well, I bought the book, and I read a little of it, but you know, it's kind of a hard book to read." I said, "You know, Michael said he sat down and he read the book in like a day, and that's what you should do. Just read it fast so you have it." She goes, "Yeah." She says, "It's a really hard book to read. Can't read it in a day." So we had a little conversation about the book. And then she said to me, "Okay, so in the title of the book, it says, this is a book about healing." She said, "I'm not quite sure." She said, "I'm almost at the end, and I don't really see what the healing is, how the healing can happen." And she said it made her review some of the people that she'd run into during her course of life, because she kind of approaches the world from the position that everybody wants to get better or everybody's trying to do their best. And reading that book made her go, "Well, maybe some people don't want to," and made her kind of think about some of the people that she'd worked with. So that was her question.
She's right.
She's right. Okay.
She's right, except for the, yes, you can read it all at once. Mm-hmm. You really should read it all at once.
Right.
It's not a book to, I was given it, I helped somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how. I know she's in trouble. And it was for free. And then something, I don't know, we had lunch or something. And something similar was happening to me. And she said, "This is what really helped me." And she gave it to me. And she said, "The thing is, you have to read it once, fast." Mm-hmm. And then get out of your house, basically. So, I mean, that's the reason to read it once. Mm-hmm. And fast. It's like you don't want to spend any more time with it than you have to. Mm-hmm. And it's the gestalt of it. So, I did. Mm-hmm. And from then on, I've never, ever been attracted to that energy. I see it. I can spot it a mile away. And I do a U-turn. And that's the healing.
Oh, okay. So it heals you by showing it you that it's out there.
No, it shows you, it gives you the tools so that you do not get sucked towards it.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, they are highly seductive people. They need new blood all the time. No, I'm not joking.
Okay.
highly seductive.
Well, okay. But if you're working because she works as a guidance counselor.
Well, I worked with...
what is she... I mean, obviously, maybe
I worked
kid
with a kid.
And the parents are doing
I
it.
Worked with an adolescent who was sent to me in trouble, and he was in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I... something just... intuitively, it was after I read the book, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't thinking along those lines, but I just went, all right, I'm doing this in partnership. I don't have a good feeling about this. So I worked with a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And usually if you work with psychiatrists, you know, the psychotherapist is in close and the psychiatrist is out a little further back.
Mm-hmm.
But we worked where if one of us saw him, we both saw him every week, at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke to each other after every session. There was never a moment when...
you weren't tag-teaming him.
No, it wasn't that. It's that there was never a moment when either of us was left with the energy of the session without being debriefed by the other.
Oh, okay.
And we finally figured it out. Mm-hmm. He needed to be hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And we had called a family meeting with his parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, a medical professional. And I don't remember what the other one did, but some kind of high-end job. And they lived in a fancy place. And it was the mother. It wasn't, I mean, it was obviously the father going into it just because of facts.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the mother. The mother wanted the kid dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to do everything possible. So, you know, we didn't say that, but it was like, whoa. And so they agreed to take the kid to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately needed it. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They fired both of us. I talked to, and I just talked it through with the psychiatrist and with Intuitive. And they said, he's going to appear fine for 5 years and then it's going to be trouble. And I got a call that there's trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And was I willing to see them? No, I will never see them again.
Wow.
So, I mean, that mother intentionally set her kid on a self-destruct track,
mm-hmm.
and actively did anything she possibly could to make sure that he stayed on it.
Okay.
That's it's unlikely she's going to reach out for help for herself,
mm-hmm.
and go, I really am interested in self-growth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it means is trying to get the kid away.
Got it. Got it. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. Because otherwise they're going to be eaten up.
Yes.
It's interesting because one time I came here, somebody came to my house, two people actually, and they came together for a reading and they were friends. But it was one of them with just a very vampiric energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally have that kind of reaction. And I, you know, one of the things I do not do is watch those kind of movies. But she really felt like a vampire. And at one point, I read one of them. And they went out for a few minutes and they came back in. And it was like the other woman's energy had been just completely sucked right out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And the vampire lady was like really energized. And I was like, I think she just sucked her. I mean, I just, you know, it was like, it was very bizarre.
Well,
and I
yeah.
didn't have words for it because I was like, right. wow, what the fuck's going on in my living room couch? And I.
But that's different. That's, yeah.
No,
that's,
no, no. But it was really,
right.
it was scary. It was actually
yes.
scary, Michael.
There are very scary.
People
out there.
Yeah. And it was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all
I mean,
of the
I think
ones
of vampires as men. I don't know.
They're not.
I'm being a sexist, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, men,
no,
men
all of the ones that I've been in contact with have been women. But that doesn't mean,
yeah.
it never occurred to me that they're all men or women.
Yeah,
it never
yeah,
entered
yeah.
my mind until you just said that. But when I look back, I haven't had many. And but reading the book, once you get it, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the hallmark of it is you are doing fine, and then suddenly you're confused. It's like you go through a curtain and you're confused.
You go
so,
through what?
Confused, like this. A switch is tripped. Like
okay.
you're suddenly not sure what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but so anyway, that's such a very specific little thing, and I don't want to relate that to, and I don't want people to think that we're relating that to what's going on politically.
Right.
I don't know these
people.
Oh,
with Donald? No, no. Yeah.
Certainly not with him, but with any of them. I think it is true about one of them, from what I've read from
the Bannon guy.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, but there's no evidence of it. I mean, he keeps a low profile. It's just that he seems to ingratiate himself. But the words that were used were he ingratiates himself, and then he starts hollowing people out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we did a, there, you know, I was at this conference, and so this woman did this course on, you know, one of the lectures was on difficult personality types, but I'm drawing a blank on the title, but it was kind of like the people that do this kind of stuff, and she pulled him up, and he had all the classic. She kind of went through, you know, her clients or her, you know, people that she'd seen, and the characteristics of this personality type, and he had the characteristics.
Yeah.
When they put him up, you know, kind of disruptive towards destruction. You know, that was their goal. They were, you know, kind of anarchists. You know, the goal was to destroy.
Because he's volubly like that.
Yeah.
I think that probably is a different diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But yes, he certainly has a lot of the characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's another one. I don't want to go into guess who, but there's another one that I have my eye on.
In the administration? Yeah.
Yes.
Miller,
so,
right?
Huh?
Stephen Miller, right?
No, he's just...
he's just a hardliner. That guy gives
Stephen
him
Miller?
Uh-huh.
He's...
in the administration.
Yes. I haven't heard him speak. It just his energy is he just appears to me a run of the mill narcissist.
Oh, okay.
Sort of like he just thinks he's going to continue to get away with it, and he's not that smart.
Okay.
So I mean, he keeps getting away with it, and then he gets bolder and. He's like, you know, those people who took on a 60-degree day, took selfies on the ice in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it works until you step on the ice.
Right.
And then you have to be rescued. So.
Well, it's also, it's like embezzling. You know, you do a little and nobody notices.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You take more and more and more, and then you're caught.
But I think everybody should, personally,
mm-hmm.
I think every... person
mm-hmm.
in the United States
mm-hmm.
should dress as Betsy DeVos and try to use the men's room today. I mean, she tried to stand up for something,
mm-hmm.
and Sessions slammed her down.
Right.
Which and she didn't fold, and then mm-hmm. Trump slammed her down.
Right.
So I think in honor of Betsy's failed attempt.
To protect.
Be humane.
Mm-hmm, to be humane.
We should show our support by everybody dressing as Betsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
taking a selfie and mailing it to Trump on Twitter.
No, and just using whatever bathroom
you
is nearest
to.
When you have to pee.
Right. Oh, no.
Things like that. I mean, because it's not harming anybody.
No, I know.
And it's making a point. Those are the kinds of things that need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be targeted.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be clear. It's not mocking her. It would be, you know, when it's that many people supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
It would be making a point that is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so for instance, I spent some time casting movies after I stopped practicing law, and
mm-hmm.
Jeff Sessions should know that the person we cast to play him was Betty White. And that was before this.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, we cast
the whole bevy movie.
Of them. Yeah. So, yeah.
So it's the Oscar week this weekend.
It is.
Yay. So Oscars. I'll, you know, I was listening this morning as I got up and, you know, who's going to win and who's not. So that's always fun. And so we'll see, you know, they're on Sunday, I think, right? And the end of the award season. I always feel like, wait, no, it's Oscars already. That means the award season's over. No more pictures in People magazine of pretty dresses because they're done. So that's always kind of a little sad moment, but you know.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for you, I know. But I was kind of like, oh, it's Oscar week. And then we have the eclipse on Sunday. And this week actually is a really interesting week because we have that T-square, which is Trump, and then the people jumping up and down yelling. And then the Jupiter in Libra is saying, don't yell at me. And, of course, this week it's been a lot about the Congress being in recess and people going to town hall meetings yelling at their representatives. And, you know, the energy up until now has been the moon going through this thing. And this week, Mars, the planet of action and war, is going through it. And, hey, Max, don't eat that. My assistant gave me a lovely little spider plant, and spider plants are very attractive to cats. So Max has decided he wants to eat it. And yesterday, Mirma was eating it, so the poor little thing is just chewed. At any rate, so Mars is going through the T-square. Went through it last night, going to hit it on Sunday, going to hit it on Monday. Mars is a much more volatile and active planet than the moon. Moon brings up the emotions, which gets everybody jumping and yelling and does emotional stuff. But with Mars going through it, we can anticipate a really rocking and rolling next few days because mm-hmm. he's the planet of taking action. And then the eclipse on Sunday brings us back to February of 98 and February of 79. Now, in my case, it was fun. I met people. I fell in love and had a nice relationship the second time. First time I fell in love and had a nice relationship then, too, for 14 and a half years. So I'm kind of looking forward to this eclipse as maybe bringing your relationship in. But also, we're all back for that energetically. So if you think about what was going on for you back in those times, you're going to have a repeat. February of 98 and February of 79, and then in August we're going to have part two, August of 98, August of 79. So it's a 19-year emotional cycle, and it's a course corrector. It, you know, eclipses were when the sun and the moon meet on the nodes of fate, and they correct our course, and they say, okay, this is your new direction now. Or that was a good direction, that was fun, but now we're going to bring you this new thing. And because it's on the node of fate, it often feels like you can't escape it. So I remember the first time I laid eyes on Mike, I was like, oh, my God. You know, wow. And it was that kind of aha moment. The next time, you know, it was 19 years later, I was a little older and wiser. And I had the, oh, my God. And then I went, all right, so who are you? You know, I didn't quite go into it with the same naivete. But I went into it. So our job is to kind of look and go, all right, so what's coming in? And pay attention. And also, because it's the South Node, a lot of times we're releasing things. And because it's in Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac, it's kind of a deep emotional release. And it ties to really the last year, year and a quarter of energy, where we've been looking at, well, what is it we want to work with? And more importantly, what do we want to let go of? Where are we of service? And where can't we change the tides of life, you know? So it's a really intense weekend. And for many people, because it is the South Node, it has a releasing quality that can sometimes be a little harder because it says this is finished and now it needs to leave. So it's also a weekend to be gentle with each other because the world is rock and roll and crazy out there right now. And, you know, so depending on how you run into it, I know here I don't run into a whole lot of it because I sit in my apartment most days and talk to people. I'm not actually riding on the subway, going someplace and doing something. But I, you know, it is a week to be a little conscious of everybody's experiencing this very intense energy and perhaps feeling a little overwhelmed by it. So what have you been noticing in your world?
Well, I am out in the public as infrequently as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've been stuck in New York and Gene is quite ill.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out, I have to leave here. I went out yesterday for the first time in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that I got centered before I left. Like I remembered to shield myself and stuff, which not in a paranoid way, but just centered, which I normally don't. And I had to go right at rush hour. And I saw cabs. There were no cabs. And I saw a cab go around a whole bunch of people who were waiting for cabs and come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt, okay, thank you. I needed that. Mm-hmm. And I got out right in front of where I was going, raced up. There were no other people there. It was just me and the person who was helping me with my back. Usually there are two other people there. It happened to be free for the other ones. So that was good. And I said, we have to rethink what we're doing because I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just not good. And we did, and she did come up with something that was helpful. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But there's been an awful lot of people through this apartment, so I don't have my space.
Right.
And under the guise, there's a lot of passive-aggressive behavior, mm-hmm. hugely passive-aggressive. And that is not, that's my least favorite thing, that and lying.
Right.
But Rachel was able to mm-hmm. help me. It said that was quite difficult. They were really, I said, they were right. Like, I'm not making it up. She said, no, Dad, you're not making it up. Because
mm-hmm.
it seems
nice
like,
to have her
what
as
can
a
I do? What can I do?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Nice to have her as a co-witness, yeah.
Yes, she gets everybody's better her own. But that's for another time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and the people, and I also noticed that I really did reach out because my thing is I'm not a good receiver
mm-hmm.
of help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a really good giver, and I really do need help, and I really did reach out, and not once did it work, mm-hmm. ranging from stuff with our business manager, which I had to call several times and email and still have not gotten a response back that was useful,
mm-hmm.
and lawyers never heard back.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I've known these people for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on there is the point. It's not that they're being cruel. Also, doctors who always call back.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that was perhaps an emergency, and I had to call, and, you know, like 24 hours later, I got something saying out of the country, spotty reception, you may have to go to the ER,
mm-hmm.
which I was never going to do. So I just had to go inside and get the answers from inside. So anytime I make any effort to reach out, also because of physically what's going on with me, it's unclear. All I know is that the message is, you know, you can reach out if you want, but it's going to just make it worse.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I'm going, okay. But that could be me, you know, them trying to show me, it's like, hello, you have all the tools now. Hello, you have all the tools now. You know, this planet doesn't particularly, but you do. So I'm just trying to do the best I can. I does not feel like I'm doing a good job. I think that that's a hallmark, and that's what I've gone through with the clients I've seen already this week is just try to reassure them. From my perspective, they're doing amazingly well. And they are, I mean, astonishingly well. But it doesn't feel like it to them.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel like it in the world, right?
There's no way to know. It's not like they're getting, it's just nothing's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like things are still up in the air, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
one I told to go watch the if you could find it on YouTube, the Ed Sullivan thing where the guy has the seven plates in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him running around with the stick, keeping those
mm-hmm.
plates running?
Keeping the plates spinning,
yeah. And just to be incredibly careful to know how many plates he can have up there without them all falling.
Right.
Like, this is how it feels, running around keeping plates in the air, and they are all in the air. But don't keep adding plates like an idiot.
Well, you add them until you get to your level.
You know, it's like take one off if you're going to add a different one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what I think is happening. It's, it feels like something's building again. But again, I can't tell just because of what's going on here in my personal life or whether it's the collective.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel like, especially starting yesterday evening, it started to really build again.
Yeah, that's when Mars went and hit Pluto.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's something big
mm-hmm.
is building.
It's really big, yeah. Should hit on Sunday night. Might hit before then. I hope not a terrorist attack at the Grammys, but or the Oscars, but It's something decent sized. Yeah, yeah. And Mars Pluto is a war aspect, and that happened on Wednesday. So, you know, and now they have the whole thing with Bannon having said to the German Prime Minister that, you know, the EU is a waste of time. We prefer to deal bilaterally with them. It's an old concept.
Or that there's seven new planets.
Yeah. Well, they've been there all along.
Yes, they have.
It's just us becoming aware of them. You know, that's the whole point, is we
right.
just finally noticed them out there. We trained our telescopes and said, wow, there's more stuff out there.
Or
we can all go there.
I said to a doctor, a really smart young
mm-hmm.
doctor, I said, the problem with all of this is that it reminds me of my sitting in a psychiatry department meeting at NYU.
Mm-hmm.
And these people were wrong, period. They were wrong, and they were taking a weak way out because it was politically troublesome to do
mm-hmm. the right thing.
The right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but the sacrifice was this little girl. And I said, you know, and what they were saying is that the clinical studies had not borne out your assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Or there have not been clinical studies. And I'm going, okay, yeah, but you see, everybody, it was fact that the Earth was flat because
mm-hmm.
nobody had fallen off
mm-hmm.
until somebody decided, oh, let's check. And then it was round.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it was like, Earth changes shape. And meanwhile, the Earth is going, these people are idiots. So just because you've not designed a study to show something does not disprove its
existence or
truth.
Its way
correct.
Of being there. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
and there's an awful lot of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was horrified, and I'm still processing that thing with that awful Breitbart editor, Milo, whatever his name was.
Yeah, Milo, yeah.
Just how... he believes in nothing except his neediness.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's all about his... And I'm going, don't people see it? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's... I don't... There's just this little part I have, I guess, that...
Well, Bill Maher saw it. He said, you know...
Bill Maher was full of shit, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
but he got a lot of flack for having him on the show. But he also said...
Not for having him on the show. I thought it was a horrifying interview.
Yeah.
I don't watch Bill Maher, so I don't have an opinion about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he did an abysmal job.
Interviewing this guy.
Yes, abysmal. And I do not believe that what came after was in response. I think that, honestly, what came after, in just my own little personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
is that the guy's profile was getting a little bit too high.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is running things a little bit higher... Went, we better squelch this because he's got too many, he makes us look too vulnerable.
Right.
But it had nothing to do with people's awareness.
It had nothing to do with what the British lady talked to.
With people's sudden awareness.
Okay.
You know, it's like,
right.
I mean, everything that he stands for or the things he says, first of all, they're disjointed. It's all about saying something obscene to get attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, he reminds me of a male Ann Coulter.
Well, they're friends, I think.
Are they?
Or Mara's friends with both of them. Whatever, I don't care. It's, yeah, it's just, but
you
Coulter.
Know, just say it to get you mad.
Yeah.
Well, I know this is going to make you mad, so I'm going to say it. You know?
What? Oh, yeah. What, just, I mean, just whatever. It's the thing is it doesn't matter. Don't pay attention to people like that. It's
mm-hmm.
it's just, I mean, that one I just watched to see how bad it could get. But there's a whole bunch of, it's like how bad can these pimples get before they pop?
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot of them on this planet right now. Not necessarily all personality, but situations also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that ice shelf is going to go.
Yeah.
Any moment.
Well, that's where the eclipse is. The eclipse is on the ice shelf.
Mm.
So it should go in the next four months.
Oh, no, it's going to go. It's going to happen.
It's sooner than that, but
yeah.
The eclipse is on that, yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
on that note, the British lady.
Yeah, it's just, just hang tight and spend time by yourself with yourself, mm-hmm. even if it's 10 minutes, a couple yeah. times a day, and check in and go, so how am I? Who am I?
Mm-hmm. Where am I? Yeah. Nurturing yourself. Yep.
But hold yourself responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like nurturing yourself like, I'm going to distract myself by having chocolate cake or watching my favorite program. It's not that. It's like, where am I here?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I think that that will be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
So Scorpio's talking signs off. Hopefully, Kristen, that answered your question. And again, if you have questions, you can do it like she did where she saw me at the conference and she just asked me. Or you can write them in, or you can call them in. We didn't ask for callers today. We'll do that maybe next week.
Okay. So, all right.
Big hugs, Michael.
Bye.
Have a good time.
Thanks.
Bye.